Tell everybody around you, watch and pray. Watch and pray. If the person hear you, then tell them, say, you don't hear, sit down. If the person not hear, no let them sit down. Watch and pray. It's watching out for your unguarded hour. Then he will strike. And every one of us have unguarded hour. How do I know my unguarded hour? When you begin to feel headache. Yes, sir. Somebody understanding me? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Those who were not here yesterday, they will not understand it. They miss the rapture. When you begin to hear the symptom, something is wrong somewhere. Amen. Quickly run and go and drink. Go and drink water. Ask your neighbor. Today is Sunday. I know you drank water. Did you drink water today? Did you drink water? Did you drink water? There are some songs the bride will sing that the foolish virgins cannot join. They cannot join. Even if you were not here yesterday, you are supposed to go back to YouTube and listen, go back to Facebook and listen to what we spoke yesterday. So that when we are talking among us, we can be talking and the foolish virgin will not understand. Hey, ask your neighbor, any headache yet? Any headache? Have you drank enough water today? Have you drank enough water? Hallelujah. Can we clap our hands for Jesus? We don't know the meaning. Too bad. It's a continuation of today's message. And I left this part because it's more relevant now than if I say it out there. As we try to look at that dream of Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel chapter 2 from verse 31. Daniel chapter 2 from verse 31, maybe up to verse 36. Listen.
Thou, O king.
Remember that Nebuchadnezzar had a dream that nobody could interpret. And he said, the evidence that you say you are gifted, that you are a prophet, is that you enter spirit and you see the dream and tell me the interpretation. If you're able to see the dream and give the interpretation, then I know that is the correct interpretation. If I tell you before, you could use sense to confuse me. Nobody could tell the story until they went to bring one slave. Daniel. Oh, yeah.
Thou, O king, sawest.
That's the interpretation of the dream.
And behold, a great image.
A great image.
This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee. And the form thereof was terrible. The image's head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay. Thou sawest still that a stone was cut out without hands.
This is where I am going. My interest is on that stone. My interest is on that stone. Go ahead.
Thou sawest that a stone was cut out without hands. Mm-hmm. We smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, mm-hmm. and break them to pieces. Uh-huh. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors. Uh-huh. And the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth.
Verse 36.
This is the dream. And we will tell the interpretation.
What a gift. What a gift. I know these kings have power over life and death. They don't just come and say, me too, I can see. Ah. May God help us. What is the interpretation of the dream?
Verse 37. Thou, O king, art a king of kings. For the God of heaven hath given thee a kingdom, power, and strength and glory.
That is a Babylonian kingdom.
And wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beasts of the field and the fowls of the heaven, hath he given into thy hand. And I made thee ruler over them all. thou art this head of gold.
That head of gold that was in that image.
And after thee shall arise another kingdom.
After the Babylonian kingdom, there is going to be another kingdom.
Inferior to thee.
It will be a little inferior in power to thee.
And another third kingdom of brass.
And another one, there will be another third one.
Which shall bear rule over all the earth. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron.
There will be another fourth kingdom. All this is what the Bible, as Apostle Paul said, the times of the Gentiles. The Lord Jesus that spoke, he said, he talked about the times of the Gentiles. It was given to the Gentiles to rule. And to be ruled through four kingdoms. Read on.
Verse 40, and the fourth kingdom shall be as strong as iron. For as much as iron breaketh in pieces.
So you said, what's the first kingdom?
The gold.
Babylonian,
silver,
Medo-Persia,
the brass,
Grecian, and the fourth kingdom now,
Roman.
What is it?
The Roman
kingdom, which is still on now. We are still under that same kingdom, but there's something about it that has weakened it, and what is actually happening now is spiritually in control. If not, how will a church, a denomination, have a city of her own? The smallest city in country in the whole world is the Vatican. And yet, in the whole countries in Europe, it is the most powerful country, richest country. All heads of state go there. If to show that you have arrived, do you imagine how long it takes even the President of America to book appointment to come and see him? He was supposed to visit a few days ago. It is that California fire that is still burning there now. They never see it. It's a foretaste of what is coming. Los Angeles. The fire is still burning there. It's a foretaste of fire divine. And so, we are still under them. The calendar we're using is their own. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, now they create that for us. Monday, now they are God. Call Monday. Two ways. Month, two ways. Saturn is Saturday. Sun God is Sunday. Every day is named after their God. And I will they use up to now. We are gathering on the day of a Sunday. Amen. What happened? Let's read it.
Verse 41. And whereas thou sawest the feet and toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided.
Can you see? It shall be divided.
But there shall be in it of the strength of the iron, for as much as thou sawest.
There will be in it the strength of the iron. Little strength will still be there.
As much as thou sawest the iron mixed with merry clay. And as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken.
Is it not what it is now?
And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with merry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men. But they shall not cleave one to another, even as the iron is not mixed with clay.
That is why countries have all their independence. Yet they are together. Go ahead. I mean the European nations, where he is actually in control. Yes?
And in
now verse 44, my emphasis.
And in the days of these kings,
yes,
shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever.
Again, please, take note, listen. Verse 44 again.
And in the days of these kings, shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom.
That is where you know that it is this period that the rapture will take place. After this last kingdom, the Roman kingdom, that is when millennium will come and be established. Daniel saw it in a revelation. And somebody wants to downplay the Bible. And it has come to pass exactly as Daniel prophesied. The God of heaven will do what? Verse 14.
In the days of this king shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed.
It can never be destroyed.
And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountains without hands, and that it break in pieces.
Now see it here now. The stone was cut out of the mountain. It was not a hand that cut it out. What happened? Read on.
For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it break in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver and the gold. The great God had made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter.
Uh-huh.
And the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure.
Uh-huh.
Then the king Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face.
It's okay. Years back, that was how I understood the Godhead. Years back, as I was studying, the rock, the mountain, I mean, and a part of it, a rock, a stone, part of it came out, not with hand, came out on its own. I come from the Father. I come out of the Father. I go back to the Father. The Father and I are one. Begin to give me meaning there. It was without hand. Therefore, it is a part of the mountain. The greater mountain sent a part of him down. Then you can understand why Christ is Emmanuel. He's God with us. For he received not the Spirit by measure. For the fullness of the Godhead dwelleth in him bodily. If you see me, you see the Father. Began to make meaning to me. Because he is a part of the Father. He is not different. He is not a second person. He is directly from him. Oh, praise God. Therefore, he was God. God was manifest in the flesh. That is what Daniel saw. But my emphasis there is that he came as a stone. 2 Peter chapter 2. From verse 3.
And through covetousness, shall they with feigned words make merchandise of
thee? Did I say 2 Peter? Maybe 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2.
If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living
now, this is the verse I'm looking for. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Disallowed indeed of men.
Who is he? He is coming as unto a living stone. Disallowed, rejected indeed
of men, but chosen of God.
But he's chosen of God
and precious.
And he's precious. Ye also, read it.
Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus
Christ. Read on.
Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner.
Verse 8.
And a stone of stumbling.
A stone of stumbling.
And a rock of offense. Even to them which stumble at the word.
Oh, Lord,
being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed.
And my emphasis is the stone. And Peter is likening us also to that stumbling stone. And if Christ is a stone and he has produced us, he refers to us also as lively stones. We are lively stones. My emphasis is the pillow that Jacob rested his head to be able to get connected to heaven. And if we are lively stones, then we also should understand that we are also stones that can be made pillows for one another. That's the whole thing we must catch in the Christian faith. It is a stone that the builders rejected, but has become the chief cornerstone. We are laid up, we are stones for the building of God's house. And God's house is you and me. Therefore, you must be the stone that can be used to build somebody else's life. He came to become a stone that people can use to build their spiritual lives. We too should be the stones, because we are lively stones. That is who we are. Hallelujah. To be helpers for one another's spiritual lives. And that is why James 5:16 talks about confessing to one another. Let's read it.
Confess your faults one to another.
Uh-huh.
And pray one for another that ye may be healed.
That is what these lively stones are supposed to be meant for. When somebody is burdened, he doesn't go anywhere but goes to his Christian brother and sister and find comfort and find rest. That is the duty of these stones. Rejected by the world, we will never be accepted by the world. Nobody will understand our lifestyle. Nobody will understand. That is what Christ gave in feet washing. That is what we achieve. That ordinance, that is what he's talking about, helping each other. That is why Apostle Paul talked to the Galatians chapter 6, bearing ye one another, lifting up one another. And that is why James also say, what do you call this faith? Faith without works. Let's read it. James chapter 2 and verse 14.
What doth it profit, my brethren? Though a man say he has faith and have no works, Can faith save him? If a brother or a sister be naked and destitute of
this, is what that's my emphasis. You see a brother or a sister in need,
And one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled.
Because it's easy to say that now. Does it cost you anything to say, God bless you, God will provide for you? I pray for you. I will anoint you. I pray for the Lord. The Lord provide. That's not revelation.
Notwithstanding, you give them not those things which are needful to the body.
Yes.
What does it profit? Even so, faith, if it has no works.
If that faith has nothing to demonstrate that you have that revelation, faith there, revelation goes with works, the things you do that prove you have a revelation. The revelation I have of Christian relationship is demonstrated by how I relate with you. And the revelation we need to know is that we are dependent upon one another. No man is an island. You can't do without one another. That is why he didn't put all the gifts in one person. Even if you put grace, it differs. I need you, you need me. I'll lift you up. I'm to bear your burden for today. Tomorrow my own burden will come. You too will help me lift my own. That is what Christianity is all about. The day we catch it in this ministry and in the whole Christian world, not this kind of brotherly love because somebody is a member of your church. That's not what I'm talking about. A Christian is not only a member of your church. Christian is a Christian. Two people today. Don't come tell me, say, and they preach different from other pastors. In fact, one of them tell me, say, your husband don't tell and say, no, in-law, tell and say, why this man, the priest, not everything you say at the pulpit. The rest, I will say them where. Where will I say the rest? He said, I know some people. He said, when they talk about homosexuality, I can't mention whole. He said, do you have to say that at the pulpit? That person is a homosexual. You know, anytime you open an area that somebody is guilty and they don't want to change, they start to fight you. Why is he talking like that? Why is he talking? What I'm saying, is he lie? And why you say I should not talk? This microphone, what is he giving to me for? It's not to talk. Do you know the meaning of Alu in my language is he talks? Praise the Lord. This is me now. How did they preach? Okay, they don't teach me how to preach. I don't go to school or Bible school or school of theology. Something is bad. Then you go, they use grammar where you go, describe. It's bad. Bad, not bad. Why suffering yourself? If people will catch what we're saying in this ministry, look, I may be rude in speech, but not in knowledge. Forget the way I say it, but listen to what I am saying. It will help you. It will help you. Forget it. Don't worry. The doctor may not know how to give injection, but if the correct medicine is put in it, forget how he took the needle. After the pain, the sickness will go. We go. Praise the Lord. Don't tell me you love me, you love me, you love me, you love me, you love me. It's by your actions I will know whether you love me or not. 1 John chapter 3. From verse 13, what did he say?
Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you.
They will hate us.
We know that we have passed from death unto life.
How do we know?
Because we love the brethren.
Go ahead, listen to what John is saying. Because, you know, John, they call him apostle of love. He is, his own is love. Oh, see the power of love. He was so consumed with love, until they could not get, even when they cook him inside oil, bow to the power of love. People don't know the power of love. He's the one that caught it. He spoke more about love than any other disciple. Apostle Paul was concentrating on character, John. On love. Read on.
We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. Mm. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death.
Can you see?
Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And ye know that no murderer hath eternal life.
No murderer. If you hate anybody, heaven sees you as a murderer. And it's an indication that you have the spirit of Satan. He commanded to steal, kill, and destroy. That is the spirit of Satan. He's coming to kill. He's coming to destroy. If all that you have around you is to destroy another brother for that matter. Amen. You know, the Bible spoke about damnable heresies. Correct? Damnable heresies. So yesterday I was meditating that the name of this preacher is Abel Damina. It's not coincidence. Abel Damina. Damnable heresy. Praise the Lord. That is, you know, it is Cain that killed Abel. Abel is a type of the true bride, the true Christians, being destroyed by damnable Abel damage. Abel damina. Damnable heresies. Read on, never finish.
Verse 16. Hereby perceive we the love of God.
Yes.
Because he laid down his life for us.
This is it. What did the Bible say?
And we ought to lay down
our lives for the brethren. Not to kill. You have to kill yourself for him. Not to kill them for you. Kill you for them. Not kill them for you. You have to kill yourself for them. You have to kill yourself for me, Benjamin. Kill, die for me. So that I can live. Not to kill me. If you kill me, you cannot live. You will die. It's a revelation. That is what I want to hear. That is the prayer of all wicked people here. Help us, O Lord. Instead, we say, you are still operating under the law. I do me, I give you, I will show you where I come from. You don't come from heaven. You come from that shrine you were dedicated to. Where do you come from? Heaven is a place of peace. It's a place of joy. It's a place of love. It's a place of mercy. And all you have is a tit for tat. Tit for tat. You do me, I do you back four times. Do you back four times. We're drinking water. I should give you more water. Read on.
Verse 17. But whosoever this was good, and seeth his brother have need.
This is where we are now.
And shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him.
Uh-huh.
How dwelleth the love of God in him?
Uh-huh.
My little children, let us not love in word.
Don't love in word, only with mouth. I love you. 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 Love you. Love you. Every day. I know one brother that is scattering one girl's head with, I love you, I love you. He even gave her a nickname, a BP medicine. He says, the brother used to suffer hypertension. Then when he met the sister, he said, all his BP disappeared. How do you prove it? With mouth, Abby. With mouth. If they talk to her, he caught phone in you for the next 2 days, you know, call him back. She was rude to me. Imagine this kind girl. The same mouth that say, oh, you love me. The same mouth again now, go turn the abuser. How is love? So not that type of love. You do so because you don't understand the love of God. That's why Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 3, verse 17, 18 and 19, prayed that prayer. Philippians chapter 3, verse 17.
Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example.
For an example, and we, especially, this scripture is more applicable to we, the leaders. He said, we are written epistles. Read by men. That is the Bible that are epistles. But the life we live also are epistles. That tell the whole world who we are. The life we live demonstrates whether you are of Christ or not. It's true. You see now, you, Pastor Mariam, when you say you saw me do something, and you say, is this a human being or a spirit? Eh? Yes, now. Somebody who lived with me in my house, and I know you're listening to me now, Zoe's wife, has had reason to ask. In fact, the last time she said, Daddy, if I didn't live with you in the same house, I would not have believed that you are a human being. There was something he saw. Have us as example. Use me. Tell me one person here in this church that will tell me I have deliberately hurt you. I'm God happy over it. Of course, house. Where I go plan now? I know they do business with you. But it's in this ministry that I've had stories of, you know, every opportunity to hit, especially with the ministers, then they hit us. You use one brother, say, buy me, you want to buy land, it will go behind it there. I say, the minister, where they can't get money, add 1 million for myself for inside. They do that. They do it. Agents in the church that we should depend on. Those outside are more honest than the ones inside. Some. There are some here very clean, very, very, very. If you need them, let me know. I'll show you. And there are some that are like this. If confirm first. And I have evidence. I know they talk without evidence. I tell you what I'm going through in this ministry. That is how I know, say, I get grace. Not before prayer, not before pray for people. The grace I have is that I am still alive. Are you reading it?
Verse 18.
You have us for example.
Yes. Verse 18, for many walk, of whom I have told you often.
Verse 17 again.
Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example.
It's through us you will know whether that person is part of this ministry or not. Because, I'll say it again, if you know what we want to move forward, there are people in this church in the business of dragging us backwards. The enemies of revival. In this ministry. When somebody is calling Mommy Kwemu, just save you. You don't greet me your name. I don't do, turn. The woman, a lawyer, she's smart past me. They're trying to get the person. Say the person a minister. Say the judge, walk here. Monday till evening, nothing. They know they're not taking care of them. Just because you want begging for money, you finish the church so that you will get the money. Nothing. They just nothing. Now this now minister again, when they complain to themselves, suppose that no. There's something that's supposed to close at 6 o'clock. Then they close at 7. Every day. Then a minister. I must know. I will enter spirit until I know who the minister is. Okay, so how would this type of person now work for this? And let me just tell you, let me help all of you. There are members of this ministry that are loyal, 100% loyal to this church. One of them is that woman. As generous as she is, just go get what they find from her. No talk any negative thing against her pastor or her church. As you they go, or even if not for, as you they drop her, they call me. Pastor, see who come here or they talk this one. It's a sheep, not a goat. So don't waste your time. All of now, we don't go talk to them. You don't tell me. I don't look now for here. It's part of the grace I have. Read on.
Verse 18. For many walk of whom I have told you often.
Many walk. Many so-called believers. What do they do?
Of whom I have told you often. And now tell you even yes. weeping.
Who are they?
That they are the enemies of the cross of Christ.
Oh.
Whose end is destruction.
Oh.
Whose God is their belly.
Uh-huh.
And whose glory is in their shame.
Uh-huh.
Who mind earthly things.
Earthly things. That's Philippians. Chapter 2. Chapter 3. Let's go to chapter 2. Let's read again from verse 17, 18, and 19.
Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do you
I'm sorry. Did I say Philippians? It's Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3, 17. Sorry.
Ephesians 3, 17.
Yes.
That Christ may dwell in
that
your hearts.
That is the prayer he prayed. That is the prayer he prayed. That what?
That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith.
Uh-huh.
That ye, being rooted and grounded in love.
In what?
In love.
Uh-huh.
May be able to comprehend with all sense what is the breadth and the length,
the length
and the depth and the height. And to know the love of Christ with perfect knowledge. That ye might be filled with all the fullness of God.
The love of Christ that passeth knowledge. You can't understand it. That somebody that hates you, you go die for him, make it get life. How can you understand that? That somebody that hates you, until now, his present office, even after he paid the price, he still know that they will still be stubborn. He went and occupied a high priest position. When they do anything, the wrath of God want to come, he will plead for the sake. That is the reason I shed my blood. Forgive him for my sake. How do you understand that? And that is the kind of love he wants us to practice. And that is what we'll be saying we will continue to say it every week. Every Sunday, until Christ is formed in us, until love is our identity, until we will not skim to get what I don't know. You can't skim to heaven. You can skim around your pastor, but you cannot skim around God. Concerning your spiritual life, no scheming. You can't bypass the principles. You must follow it. Love is another principle. You can't help it. You must have brotherly love. You eat this communion bread unworthily. We explained that several times. Brethren that come fighting each other, not talking to each other, and yet they come to say, we are one. How can you say, well, you are a wonder? You are not one. Can you say, we are one? Like this Christian Association of Nigeria. How can celeb be one with a deeper life? How are you one? How can Catholic be one with who? With MFM. And yet all of you are together. That you are one. No, we are not one like that. There must be something. You don't come to the Lord's table to derive grace, power, strength for the year, and you are coming in an estate of fighting each other. I'm not fighting, no. I'm just saying, they go your way, they go my way. Yes, one of you will go to hell, another will go to heaven. You go your ways. One of you is the way is hell. The other way the person is going is heaven. In fact, two of you are going to hell. That's a free ticket to hell. You can't act like that and be saying that you are a child of God. That is why we have all manner of, the opportunity. Satan is just buffeting us anyhow. Because even Apostle Paul said, for that reason, many are weak. Weak. Let me tell you, there is an estate of mind that you have hatred towards someone that you cannot pray. you will not be able to pray. And if Satan can get to that, that is the stage, strike. So when we say this thing, we are saying it for our own well-being. We have stuffed ourselves with too much of revelation, until the character of Christ is no more formed. We have shifted from character building to head knowledge. They know Bible from Genesis to Revelation, but they don't know anything about the image of Jesus. That's why we say, come back. Let's use communion and be talking. One young girl told me today, he said before she complains, every day they repeat the same thing, until he said, yesterday, he said, the thing struck her eye open. Then she began praying. I said, so thank God, at least one day you catch her. You think we are wasting our time? You didn't understand why we are hammering it until the Lord opened her eyes yesterday. And now her prayer point changed. We will be saying it until we get to perfection. We will talk about love. Love. Because they bring report to me, the provost department. Cases that they settle every day. It's a church that is supposed to be spiritual. Between brother and sister. I have a file. The file don't reach like this. Report. Police station. Bride police station. Cases, brothers. You won't let go. They do not go let you. One day, just flash like that, but I understood it. You know, when, come. Two of you. Yeah, hold yourself. This is no, not get big. Hold on, well now. Anytime you hate anybody, this is how you people are in the spirit. Anytime you hate somebody, anytime you hate them, you hold them. Himself, they give you back. You hold them. This is how you people are. No freedom. This is how you remain. It flashed and I understood what God was ministering to me. So the only way to do is what? One of you, he said, allow yourself to be defrauded. He said, allow yourself to be accepted. Okay, I'm guilty. Okay. Okay, you are correct. Sorry. So that you go leave him. If not, you will never progress as soon as a good day. I hold you, hold me. Move now, you can't move. Go, you can't go. Come, you can't go. That is what unforgiveness does. That's what hatred does. And Satan knows how to do it so that our lives will be stagnated. Because you can't progress. The person, the two of you are fighting, cannot. Don't say, I don't have anything against you, but you know, they hold on yourself. And now, this heavenly race is a personal affair. You will soon know that you are only a part, and they are all part, and everyone has something to supply in the body. While it is personal, in building yourself so that you can function well in the body. Not for you to be alone and go. Nobody walks alone. This leg cannot go alone. It will move the whole body. So don't say, I am leg. I know who I am. I am leg. Don't care what the hand is doing. I don't care until it's at a fly. Put it here. Let me see whether this hand, you're not going to need this hand to beat it away. Can we stand up? Understand the love of God, the height, the depth, the width of God's love is what we need to understand. Line by line, the love of God is greater far than anything else.